Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Friday, September 11th, 2015, and with me today, Dave Hamilton. How are you doing, Dave?
I am fantastic, minus one wrist.
Well, that's better than being meh, minus one wrist.
That's right. Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Spirits up.
Yeah. And one thumb up.
That's right.
And yep. Brian Chaffin, how are you, Brian?
I have both thumbs and both wrists.
All right. That's awesome.
So yay me.
Go you. Go you. Hey, we have a sponsor this week, and that sponsor is Downcast, the really cool podcast management playback app. We'll be talking about them soon. But before we do that, Dave, you've been doing some research and sorting out this whole how much it's going to cost to get an iPhone thing.
Well, yeah. You know, in the last year, we've seen a lot of changes from the carriers, right? It used to be that you would buy an iPhone and you'd pay some, you know, flat fee, $200 or whatever, to your carrier, and then lock into a two-year contract and pay for your phone that way. But of course, then when your contract ended, your price didn't change, so you were actually continuing to pay what was presumably a finance charge baked into your contract, even though you weren't financing the phone anymore. And thankfully, we have T-Mobile and Sprint out there, which don't necessarily have the best coverage, but they really focus on their customers. And they started doing this amazing thing by financing the phone separately from their voice and data packages. And that was really brilliant, and it really resonated with customers. And thankfully, it resonated with enough that, and they also were offering to buy people out of their contracts, that AT&T and Verizon fell into step with them. And now AT&T has their next plan. Verizon has their, well, it used to be their Edge plan, but now it's called Verizon Direct Phone Payments or something.
That's pretty sexy.
It's a far less sexy name, but it's the same. It's the Edge plan. And what they do is they take the price of the phone that you would pay outright. So let's say for a 64 gig, I'm going to use a 64 gig iPhone 6S because that's what I did my math on and have in front of me. But it's true. All of its math is true no matter which phone you're talking about.
And that's a nice middle of the road number to work with.
That's why I went with it. $749 is what it costs to buy this phone. So AT&T takes that $749 and divides it into 20 monthly payments or 24 monthly payments, or, you know, they've got a couple of different plans just to keep things confusing. But they'll, you know, if you take the shortest one, it's 20 monthly payments and that's it. No interest on the loan. You pay that flat out. And after you make your 12th payment, you are eligible to essentially reset. It turns the loan of the money it turns the finance package into a lease. And you can, if you want, after you've made the 12th payment, surrender your phone to them in working order and start a new AT&T Next plan and don't owe anything on the prior one. So it's just like a car lease. You know, it's a prearranged trade-in price is essentially what's happening. And the trade-in price is, guess what, the remaining, you know, 8 payments worth of your initial finance plan. And so that's really handy, right? Because it gets you pay a flat amount a month and you can upgrade every year and you don't have to do any horse trading or anything to do that. Although there is some horse trading to do because your timing is off this year. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But that's AT&T's plan. Verizon's plan is extremely similar. They, I believe, have one. It's 24 payments. And actually, if you do the math on Verizon's thing, you pay like 30 cents less to do it with their payment plan than you do if you were to buy the phone outright. So that's what we've had for the last year-ish, and it's been awesome because finally, you know, once you're done making your payments, that payment actually stops like it should, and you just continue paying your service through whatever provider you want, and your phone is then unlocked at that point, and you can do whatever you want with it. And in theoretically, actually, your phone is unlockable during the payment plan, as long as you've made some nominal number of the initial payments and you've been on time and there's a couple of other things. And you can actually get AT&T to unlock your phone even during the course of the payment plan. Verizon's phones actually come unlocked, so you're good to go there. With Apple, it now in the ring. Yesterday, they announced their iPhone upgrade program, which sounds very similar to these things. You're buying direct from Apple. They are financing the purchase. And because of that, the phone comes unlocked right out of the gate, just like it would if you were a Verizon customer. But you don't have to jump through any hoops if you're an AT&T customer to get it unlocked. It just comes that way because you're financing it from Apple and not your carrier. You do have to activate with a carrier. That's part of your contract with Apple, but you don't have to leave it activated with your carrier. So so for the most part, that part is actually pretty good. Except Apple's plans cost more than if you take the 24 payments of Apple's plan on this 64-gig iPhone 6S, it comes out to $877.92. That's quite a bit more than the $749 you paid out of the gate.
Wow.
Well, there's one benefit. You get AppleCare Plus baked into the price of that phone.
Okay, right.
So that's $99 because AppleCare Plus is more expensive on the 6S and 6S Plus. It was $79 on previous phones and still is. It's $99 on the new ones. So that brings you up to $848 in value, which means that there is a $29.92 finance charge if you were to take this thing to its 24-month term.
Tim needs a little something-something.
What's that?
Tim needs a little something-something.
Well, yeah, somebody's got to pay his $1 million a day salary, right?
Well, yeah. Apple isn't actually financing the phone for you.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah, this is like when you go in and get a payment plan for an iMac. This is through a bank.
That's right.
So so it's actually the bank getting the little something-something.
That's right, yeah, because it's not Apple and it's not your carrier. You're right. It's this bank, and they need to make their $30. And that, my guess, is where that comes from. So,
so why would anyone do that, Dave?
Well, there's a couple of benefits. Number one, if you are truly gonna, Apple has the same deal as AT&T with their Next and Verizon with their whatever the name is that's not sexy. in that, after 12 months, you can turn it in and start anew. Right. So it's this prearranged trade-in price. Is effectively is what it becomes, but it's very very simple. And you are now guaranteed to be on Apple's release schedule. People on AT&T's release schedule have to go out of cycle and make a payment today if you want to order a phone on your next plan by Saturday morning if you just bought a phone last year. So, it's not that big of a deal. You're making a payment about 2 weeks early, but still a little something-something. However, you get AppleCare with this, and you get AppleCare financed with this. And if you're doing it after 12, if you're doing this 12-month thing, you're actually only paying half price for AppleCare on that phone, right? Because
that's a good point.
Yep, and you're only paying half of the finance charge, right? This $30 finance charge is cut in half. Now it may not be right because you're only making 12 of the 24 payments. Now, the other thing to remember is, and we don't know this answer yet because we haven't been through the order process, but when I go through Apple's store on Saturday morning to order my AT&T phone, you know, there will be, or at least in years past, has been a $30 activation fee to do all this. And that was charged by AT&T. I don't know if that $30 activation fee exists. Or if Apple eats it, and if Apple eats it, well, then now it's baked into the price and it's exactly the same dollars. So that's the question we don't have quite yet.
We won't know till Saturday.
We probably won't know. We'll try and get the answer on that, but we probably won't know until Saturday. But, this certainly makes it easy. It's a nice little bump to have this option from Apple, and it's nice to be able to just be in sync direct with Apple and not tied to a carrier for any of that. You can just freely move around. So, I mean, there's some benefits here. If you were not going to get AppleCare Plus, though, then this becomes a very expensive thing, assuming you don't. I mean, if you do it through Apple, you're forced to get AppleCare Plus. So even if you didn't want it, you have it, which means if you have a problem, you get two claims just like everybody else with AppleCare Plus gets. But if you just want to pay $749 for your phone, you either have to pay outright, flat rate, or through your carrier. How confusing was that?
Man.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds like the best deals, if you're going to do an annual upgrade to your iPhone, maybe through the carriers and not through Apple, but you do get a convenience through Apple. And if the activation fee isn't included, then it's a wash. And it doesn't matter where you get your phone, you're getting a good deal any place.
There is one difference. Doing this Apple, what's it called? The iPhone upgrade program. You can order your phone at whatever, 3 a.m. Eastern, 3:01 a.m. Eastern on Saturday morning. But you have to pick it up in the store if you're going to do the iPhone upgrade program. You cannot do it online and have it shipped to you. You can do it online, but you have to go pick it up in the store. So bear that in mind, too.
That is worthwhile. That's an important distinction. There are a couple of things to think about this. One is, who do you want to be beholden to? And in this case, I mean Apple or AT&T or Verizon or T-Mobile or Sprint.
Well, but you're not really beholden. Apple's bank, right. But, you know, I could continue paying AT&T my finance charges on my phone and not have it on a plan with them.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So who do you want to do business with? I mean, there are some people who care about that. The reality is that the amount of money that we're talking about that's different between all of them is going to be inconsequential for most people, unless they're really, really disciplined about, you know, how many dimes they spend where.
If AppleCare Plus is part of your plan. Otherwise, huge.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So in that case, if AppleCare Plus is part of what you want all the time, it may be better to go with Apple's upgrade plan as opposed to T-Mobile or Verizon or AT&T.
Well, I don't know if it may be better. I would say that it's slightly worse, but it's slightly worse in such an small increment that for most people it won't matter. And there's the difference. Whichever one you choose really kind of probably should come down to, who do you want to do business with? And if you don't care, then do whatever is most convenient. Done.
What do you think, Dave? Is that good advice?
Yeah, totally. I'll stick with AT&T. It's easier. Yeah, I don't believe I'm going to change my service from them. If I do, I have options, and it's easier and arguably cheaper.
You know, but before we went into today's show, I was debating whether I should stick with AT&T for that or if I should jump over to Apple. And after this whole discussion, I'm going to stick with AT&T.
Yeah, it's just simpler.
Yeah, for me, it'll just be
for us. Yeah, for us in our particular
current
circumstances, it's just simpler.
Yep. But for everyone else, do the math and then do what's right for you.
Well, we did the math for you. Right. And by we, I mean Dave.
Yeah. Right. So follow Dave's math and then choose the option that's right for you.
You know, I've got a bum wrist and been taking painkillers, so I wouldn't trust my math. No, I would. It's fine. my math is sound. Everything else is up for question, though.
Yeah, if it was your right wrist that was bum, I'd be concerned because you're right-handed.
Yeah, I've actually noticed how ambidextrous I am having my left wrist down for the count.
Man, you're lucky. When I messed up my left wrist and I'm left-handed,
oh, yeah,
it really drove home how not ambidextrous I am.
Yeah, I mean, there are things that I do with my right hand, like writing, that I simply have not taught myself to do with my left hand. But those are very far and few between. And for the most part, I actually lead left with everything that I do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're semi-ambidextrous.
They say that, and this has been said, I'm also left-eye dominant. It's been said by many people that I probably was born left-handed and simply, you know, learned how to write right-handed.
Did you go to Catholic school?
I did not. I went to public school.
Well, some public school teachers, they were not hip on the lefty thing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember anyone ever yelling at me, but it was like, well, everybody else is doing it this way, so I just do it this way. But the way that I write, you know, the way I kind of arc my hand around, people say, you know, you're left-handed, right? I'm like, yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, being a drummer, it's awesome having facility with both hands.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we have a sponsor today. I know I kind of led up to that a little bit at the beginning of the show, and it's true. We do. Our sponsor today, and as it's been all week long, is Downcast, the totally awesome podcasting app for the iPhone, the iPad, iPod Touch, the Mac, and Apple Watch. So what I love about Downcast is that they figured out what I think is a much better way to help us manage and play back our podcast compared to what Apple has given us in their own podcast app. And when you're listening to a show, that the location where you're in the show synchronizes across devices, so you can start listening, say, on your iPhone and then pick up later on your Mac. And you can push podcasts to your Apple Watch, which is not something Apple lets us do yet. So if you want to listen to a podcast when you're out on a walk or a run where you have your Apple Watch but not your iPhone, now you can easily do that without having to jump through any hoops. It's a beautiful, wonderful thing. So what you can do is go to downcast.fm/TDO. And what that's going to do is link you back into the App Store exactly where you need to be and let Downcast know that you heard about the show here or that you heard about the app here. And then you'll spend your $2.99 and have a killer app that works great on your iPhone and iPad. And you'll be able to listen to all your favorite podcasts, which I'm assuming include Daily Observations, Mac Geek Gab, and Apple Context Machine. Just a hunch. And you'll be able to listen to them the way you want, where you want, when you want. And it's just a beautiful thing. Downcast is a fantastic app. I'm so glad that I've started playing with it. So that link you need to go to, downcast.fm/TDO. And thank you, Downcast, for being our sponsor this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're at a really great wrap-up point. But before I take us out for the weekend, I just want to make sure. Do you guys have any other advice for people that are getting ready to upgrade to a new iPhone? Because this would be the perfect time to share that.
Well, put us on the spot.
I totally put you on the spot.
I'm going to upgrade. How's that?
All right. Then how about if I change the question to something that's easier to answer? Brian, we know you're upgrading. Dave, are you upgrading?
I am. I'm a 6 Plus user. I'm probably going to go with the 6S Plus, but I'm at least taking some time to cogitate carefully about that. I like the 6 Plus, but I also like the size of the 6. So I don't know. I'm probably going to stick with the Plus size, though.
Brian, are you going to change sizes?
I'm not. I have a 6. I'm going to go with the 6S. I love that size. I still carry my iPad Air with me wherever I go.
And I'm going to upgrade from a 6 to a 6S. So it looks like we aren't changing sizes, but Dave, maybe, probably not.
Probably not.
Every time we have a new iPhone from Apple, the feature set matters on, you know, like just how much we want to upgrade. Apple does such a great job of you know, spacing out the changes that they bring. I think that 3D touch is going to be a significant advancement in interface, and that to me is the really, really cool thing. It's the reason why I want to get on this phone as soon as possible. And the changes in the camera will just sort of be some nice icing on the cake.
And for me, it's the camera, and 3D touch will be the icing on the cake. Hmm.
How about you, Dave?
Yeah. My decision to buy a new iPhone starts and ends with the fact that Apple has released a new iPhone, right? I know that I have to get a new one. And I mean, I say that with a twinkle in my eye, right? I mean, I have to get a new iPhone because of what we do here, but it's true. So there is no one feature that makes me say, yeah, you know, that's the reason I'm going to upgrade. No, the upgrade was a known thing before they told me what the feature was. So, but we're in a little weird situation.
Yeah, we are. We don't represent folks in that
no
in that particular capacity. But I remember very specifically not being okay not upgrading to the 5 from the 4S.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't until the 5S came out with Touch ID that, first of all, I was eligible because that was before we had these yearly options, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. But that was like, oh my goodness, I definitely want to do that. And then from the 5S to the 6, the reason why I went to AT&T's next plan, which allows me this annual upgrade, the big change there was using Apple Pay.
Mm.
So, and this particular, I don't think we have quite the same killer set of functionality, but I just can't wait to get my hands on 3D Touch. So,
yeah,
I guess that's what I meant.
Live photos is really the one that keeps kind of jumping out for me.
It sounds really cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time, so I'm wrapping us up. Dave, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
It's absolutely awesome, and also absolutely awesome, Brian, that you are here too. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. And in the immortal words of Stevie Ray Vaughan's brother, wrap it up, I'll take it.
That's awesome. Listeners, thank you for joining us today. It's always great to have you here. And Downcast, thank you for being our sponsor all week long. Head over to downcast.fm/TDO and buy your copy of Downcast today. It's only $2.99. It's totally worth it. And hey, everyone, have an awesome weekend. We'll see you again on Monday.